Edging Phone Sex with Mr. Serica. As I mentioned in my Tumblr and Twitter feed yesterday, I'm talking about edging phone sex. Surprisingly, I find some people unaware of the joys of edging. When I find out they don't know about it, I just can't wait to explain and gleefully encourage them to try it. But in reality, we've all probably experienced edging and just didn't realize it. Edging alone. You can begin edging on your own, bringing yourself to a high state of arousal, then decreasing or eliminating the stimulation of your sex organs. Yes, girls and guys can both edge, by the way. Typically, there's a cool-down period, and then once again stimulating yourself to the apex of ecstasy and again removing all stimulation. I know a lot of guys who edge but don't quite edge to that very edge because they fear they just won't be able to stop. That's okay. When you're starting out, you may only edge to a certain height of arousal before stopping and then continuing on again. Just remember, practice makes perfect, and everything's better with a partner. I suggest manual stimulation when beginning and experimenting with edging. Avoid using toys or other artificial stimulation. I find you don't have as much control, and control is key. Also, during this process, you will start to become very aware of your body, the very small sensations that lead on to larger responses, that lift you higher and higher, and as your self-love edging session continues, the time you spend teasing yourself to the same level of arousal will become shorter and shorter. Not to mention, it's so sensual and erotic, just to concentrate on you, your reactions, and really get tuned in. Trust me, it'll pay off in the long run. Edging phone sex. So, you take all of that, pointing above, and you combine it with a sexy, experienced phone mistress, also known as this, pointing to me. So when you combine this and that, you have the other. The other, my friend, is what we're all, okay, most of us, are here for. That explosive O, that's right, orgasm. Unlike other infamous pairings of this and that, and the subsequent failure of the other, you cannot go wrong with this combination. What will happen is I'll test you, playing and checking in with you often, adjusting how you stroke your cock, the intensity and duration, building your arousal, and adjusting as we go. When we have you riding a nice low edge, physically, I'll ramp up the fantasy play mentally, painting an erotic picture for you, stimulating your mind into overdrive, while keeping check on that cock and keeping it on an even keel. If for any other reason, because it arouses me to have you do so. Then, what can I get you and your horny cock to do? Extreme edging phone sex. As the name denotes, edging to the extreme, there are plenty of examples. I know of one edging pet, edging dozens of times upon dozens of times a day for his mistress with no release. He hadn't had release in over 100 days. I think we all can call him an uber-extreme edger, right? Most men who enjoy edging enjoy it for the fantastic release. But incorporate edging with chastity, like the stroker pet I just mentioned. Well then, you not only have extreme edging, you have extreme humiliation elements, and extreme denial as well. I'd say that's a sexual hat trick if there ever was one. So where do you lie on the edging continuum? I want to hear from you. Do you want to play today? Or come back for more and more and ramp it up with homework and tasks? Check out my sticker rewards page. So what's your edging flavor? Bring it, bad boy. I'm ready. Mistress Erica, Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.